Hey, guys. It's good to be back with you. We hope you had some really honest talk with each other and you're ready to change without any more games. Okay? Let's jump in. Dr. David?
Okay. Did you guys know that not wanting to change is part of change?
What now?
Is this one of those opposite things?
Oh, I get it. Now it's clear to me. Clear as mud.
Not wanting to change is part of change. Anytime you make changes, it's hard. You have to learn something new. Something that feels weird at first. You'll want to resist it. Do it differently. Fight it. That's normal.
So don't think something is wrong with you when you feel like stopping or don't want to do something we suggest. That feeling is a normal part of change. Everyone who's anxious is scared to change because it seems hard. But deep down, you still want to change. Emily, can you go get the item we discussed earlier, please?
Be right back.
Whenever you learn something for the first time, you go through four stages. It doesn't matter what the change is, whether it's learning something new like riding a bike, painting, making friends, doing a cartwheel, starting a new hobby. Basically, when you tackle anything for the first time, you go through these four stages.
Even burping the alphabet? Or learning some cool wrestling moves?
What about speaking pig Latin?
You guys are so weird. Yes, even with those most impressive things.
Well, thanks, Emily. Here we go. Time for a little archery. Anybody want to take a try?
I would be great, I'm sure. But I'd rather use my own hands. That's my better skill, you know?
Okay, how about someone else? Madison, I bet you'd be great at this. Want to try?
I don't know. Come on, do it.
Do a piece of cake once you get the hang of it.
At this point, Madison has no true idea of what Emily means when she said, once you get the hang of it. She has no experience of archery yet. But because I asked and you guys encouraged her, she gave in and she's going to give it a try. You really didn't want to, did you, Madison?
Well, not really. I might look stupid. Wait, forget Crank. This doesn't look so hard. You just have to hold the bow with two fingers on the bowstring and shoot. I bet I can do this as well as Emily. Heck, maybe even better.
Okay, Madison, watch this.
Okay, I got it. It looks easy. Okay, let's see.
Madison is in stage one, and this is called blind hope. She's very hopeful that she can do the same thing that Emily just did. But her hope is blind because she's never touched a bow and arrow. She has no idea what it's going to be like.
Oh, yeah? Just watch. As soon as they get the thing. No problem.
So stage one is when you see others doing it and you think you could do it too. You have no reason to believe you can't do it because you've never done it yet. You have blind hope. It's not a bad thing. It's actually good. Remember, you still have to have a desire to do something to have any hope.
All right, Madison, give it a shot.
Madison, let me help. Hold the bow like this. No, put your fingers here and here. That's it. Now turn sideways and move the bow to the front. No, not in front of you. This way. Straighten your left arm. Okay, grab the arrow and hold it with these two fingers. Don't let it drop.
I got it. Let me try.
What if we could listen in on Madison's thoughts?
Wow, this isn't as easy as it looks. Okay, this is weird to stand this way. How is a person supposed to hang on to this arrow with only two fingers? I look like a total dork. This is so embarrassing. I can't believe Dr. David got me into this.
Okay, Madison, I think you have it. Now pull and shoot.
Ouch! Nice one, Madison. But I think the arrow's supposed to fly forward.
I think we should call Madison's arrow Kerplop, because it's having a bad day.
Hey, it's her first try. She'll get this. No one gets it on their first try, like some people laughing. Madison, try another one. This is a stupid sport. I didn't want to do this anyway. Why can't I do this? I look like such a loser.